Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
So Isaiah chapter 32 verse 15 says, until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high and the wilderness, that's the desert. Until the Spirit be poured on us and the wilderness, that is the desert, will become fruitful. In other words, any nonsense of the devil can continue. Any wickedness of the devil can continue. The status quo may be defined by wickedness and lack and poverty and sin and everything. But the time the Spirit comes, it's checked. Yeah, that's it. Until the Spirit comes. Until the Spirit be poured on us. Then the desert will become fruitful. I welcome you to an era of unusual fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus. If you ask me what will I tag this message? Unusual turnaround. A radical intervention. In the name of Jesus. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. By the Spirit of God. Until the Spirit be poured on us, or is poured on us from on high, we know where it's coming from. Aren't you tired of those who say that? Be careful the kind of spirit, because the spirit of the demons are everywhere. Hey, my Bible tells me, how will you be asking for the Holy Ghost? And God will give you something else. Possible. Except I'm not asking for the Holy Ghost. Be careful, because there are wrong spirits. I'm not asking for wrong. I'm asking in the name of Jesus for the Holy Spirit. No spirit can take his place. No. That's the Bible. We have all this message we preach that just put us in defensive position all the time. Say, if you who are carnal know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will God give the Holy Ghost? How much more will He give the Holy Ghost to them who asks of Him? How much more? How much more? I heard a man of God say, some people preach and say, be careful when you're speaking in tongues, because the demons have tongues. Ha. Did you go to demons for tongues? The guy said, but I've been in bars, I've not heard them speaking in tongues. But if you have tongues, when I speak my tongue, you know that there is tongue and there is tongue. Didn't Janus and Jambres drop their rod? Didn't they become snakes? Or they swallowed up Moses. Your tongue will swallow up their tongue. What you have is of the Holy Spirit. Until the Spirit be poured on us from on high, and the wilderness then becomes a fruitful ground. Again, let me address every barrenness in your life, every unfruitfulness. I say, because of the Holy Ghost in your life, I sentence every barrenness to hell in the name of Jesus. I decree your freedom in the name of Jesus. So this was the first thing that really catches my attention. Says, until anything can be, but the moment the Spirit comes, things change. And thank God it's come. If you understand that at this time, it was in the Old Testament. I know that it was the prophecy of Israel, as it were, talking of even the times we are yet to get into. But when it was saying in those days, and the time will come, the time has started. We're in the era, and we're progressing towards the ultimate, when He will come. And Israel is still Israel, and He's working with them. So we check our lives. We say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. But for the Holy Spirit, we will not be regenerated. For the Holy Spirit, we will not be filled. For the Holy Spirit, what you are seeing this morning, you will not see. Glory be to God in the highest. Yeah. Until the Spirit be poured. So let me just talk a little bit about the Spirit. But I'll just introduce him and leave him. You know much about him. He's God. Don't get confused about the fact that I said he will not speak of himself. He will speak. He's still God. Don't because of that begin to dishonor God. Haven't you read before? If you blaspheme the Son, you will still be forgiven. If you blaspheme the Spirit, you're in trouble. How come people blaspheme the Spirit? The devil just sent confusion. So people treat the Spirit as is God. Not gods. Is God the Father. The same God, the Son. The same God, the Spirit. Until the Spirit. Do you know that God will not accomplish anything here except first the Spirit? Creation story. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Genesis 1:1, chapter 2. The earth was without form. There's something of a laughter coming your way, man. Yeah. God will make you laugh. I laugh. In Jesus' name. Chaotic mess. And what happened? The Spirit of the Lord hovered. Anytime you can perceive the presence of God in a place, look out for the good thing. Look out for the deliverance. Look out for the blessings. Anytime, as a child of God, look out. What if I don't perceive it? Then by faith, see him. See, by faith, see him there. Something good. After the just shall live by. So the Spirit overed. Then there was the next thing. Then God what? Spoke. You know why God spoke by himself? He was here to create man. From the moment he created man and gave him dominion, God stopped speaking that way. He will speak through man. He will speak through man and he will still accomplish his purpose. And so, simply put, you want to know why miracles happen and how they happen? There must be a human need. There must be a need in a man's life. There's a human need. Then number two, the Holy Spirit. Or the presence of God. Number three, the word of God. Miracles. Miracles. Is there a need in your life? Are you born again? Are you Holy Ghost filled? Get the word of God and speak. So the Spirit of God, look at it again. A virgin will give birth. Virgin give birth. Has it ever happened before? God was about to do it. How will this be? Don't I need a man? What was the answer? The Holy Spirit. Will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So I'm saying today that what the Lord is about to do in your life may not have an antecedent in your family. You probably cannot look into history and say why. But because the word of God has promised it and you believe it, in the name of Jesus, receive it. It just takes the Spirit of God and the word of God. Until the Spirit. And that's why in the whole of the Old Testament, when it was not the time of the outpouring yet, when he wants someone to do something, whether it's a king or a priest or a prophet, the Spirit of God will come upon them. And that's it. And even when he will use an unbeliever, he will say, so, my anointed. He called Nebuchadnezzar is anointed. He called Cyrus is anointed. Why? Because they were going to do their kingdom assignment. When God allows a non-believer to be president or governor or leader, you think it's a mistake? He uses anybody. And that's why I say, pray for them. Pastor, they are not spirit gifts. They are not Holy Ghost filled. By virtue of their office, the Holy Ghost is with them. Say, nobody gets there except as I have ordained. And so when you come together, first of all, pray for them. You see? The Spirit. And what will the Spirit do? What does it do with the Spirit? He pours. Everybody say, pour, pour, pour. What does it mean to pour? What does it mean to pour? Come on, help me. To lavish. Come on, talk to me. Thank you. I try to, anytime it's got to do with the Spirit, whew, and the pouring, how does it pour it? It pours it on the ground? No, until the Spirit be poured on us. Human beings are the receptacle for the Spirit on earth. Not even dogs, not goats, not plants. Human beings. And when human beings are filled, then every other thing created is liberated. Because then we issue commands. We give instructions. And that's why what has plagued your life forever has stopped. Because now you begin to issue instructions. In the name of Jesus. Now you are going to walk the streets of Lagos like a Christian. Because that's who you are. You are a Christian. You don't just give in to anything anymore. The time to respect you for who you are has come. And that respect is coming from everything created, whether spirit or man. You are a child of God. The wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again, just as in the days of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. She's good. I said the wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again. Oh yes, just as the days of the wind. So what is it with the Spirit? He pours. I read it out to them in the first service. It's emptying heaven. It's tearing something and gushing it out. He said it's emptying it down. He said it is something that continues to come and continues to fill up and continues to pervade. I mean, permeate everything and everywhere. And once it starts pouring, it never stops pouring. And that's why when it comes to the Holy Ghost, and it's because it's us, it's us. When it comes, he feels. Read about the Holy Spirit and human beings. They were filled. They were filled. They were filled. Have you ever seen any partially filled? Some people have preached before. They said, and he gives his Spirit to that measure. That he was only talking of Jesus Christ. It's not true. Their understanding was limited. Everything that happened to Jesus was a demonstration of what will happen to man. And that's why when it comes to human problems and human needs and God's answers are always overwhelming. You say, what do you mean? The thief comes not by full key to steal, to destroy, but I am come that you may have life and have it how? More. But it's good enough to say, I am come that you may have life. That's it. No. When you have life, you are going to have it more. There will be surplus. That's the way our God does it. Please, it would be a mistake for you to begin to expect less in your life when you take an issue to God. When we feed the 5,000 with the little boy's food, there were 12 baskets left. But see, one thing God again doesn't want when it comes to that is that because it's coming abundantly, don't waste. God hates wastefulness. Don't waste stuff. Reach out to others with what you have. Let them be seized. They'll bring you more in other areas of your life. Feeding up the 5,000 extra, 4,000 extra. What about the woman in the Old Testament that went and cried that they want to sell my children, and the creditors are coming? He said, what do you have in your house? He said, oil. How much? Not much. Go and borrow jars. Fill them. When she finished, she said, I've done that. He said, go and sell. Pay your debt. And whatever is left, live on it. There will always be extra. And would determine how much she could get. She did. When Jazz filled her home, she stopped. She could have filled outside too with it. So you can fill their neighbor's house with it. Remember the king that rushed to the prophet? That look at them, they're trying to afflict me. He said, come on, look, see the window, shoot the arrow. The guy shot how many times? 7 times and stopped. He said, look at you. You would have finished them, they will never remember them again. But all the same, what you've done is good, okay? You will beat them. But you see, if I were you, I would have just come. No strike can stop. And when the prophet of God would tell the woman, he said, go and borrow jars. Please, don't borrow a few. You're saying, God, heal me. And you're thinking, just heal me. No, God will not just, he will heal you totally. Don't go to God and say, please, small. You have a problem, God, clear it. Leave him to do it his way. His way is the way of surplus. Pause! Hallelujah. Can I warn you quickly? Don't wait until next year. Your testimonies will begin this week. In the name of Jesus, this week. There's an outpouring. There's a pouring, 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 pouring. Hallelujah. From on high. Then what happens? The wilderness will become what? Fruitful. I say fruitful. I say fruitful. I say fruitful. Fruitful. Turn to your neighbor, say fruitful. In the name of Jesus. Now I'm using your mouth to be the oracle. I'm using your vessel to be the oracle. Your mouth to be the mouthpiece. God is speaking to that person. Come on, tell the person, in the name of Jesus. Every wilderness in your life, I command, I say, be fruitful. Let every desert become fruitful. In the name of Jesus. And let every fruitful ground now become a forest. It's time to enlarge. It's time to expand. It's time to increase. Because the Spirit of God has been poured forth. In the name of Jesus. You are not just a manager anymore. You are a director. Yes. Oh yes. We have dominion. We are not managing stuff. Glory be to God in the highest. I say glory be to God. No, we want to manage the peace in the home. Manage the love. And manage the... No, you are a director. Call it forth. Take authority. Whatever you allow, you cannot complain. Put your feet down against the devil. Call for the peace of God. Call for the love of God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I say, until then it will become fruitful, and the fruitful will be counted what? As forest. Glory be to God in the highest. Praise the Lord. I say, praise Jesus. Everything. Radical intervention is only possible by the Holy Ghost. Now you can appreciate why we say, hey, tarry in Jerusalem. Don't venture without. Oof, I feel the fire without the Holy Spirit. Now you can understand that he demonstrated it too. For 30 years, we didn't hear too much about him, apart from the fact that they said he was in the temple and he was disputing with the Pharisees. But when he was coming out of the water, the Bible said heavens opened, rend, pour. What happened? Thereafter, you read, he was led. Why weren't we told before then that he was led? As many as are, they are what? Is there anyone being led here? What determines leadership? The fact that you are a son, how does God do it? I mean, how does he do it? It's by his Spirit. Led by the Spirit. Where was the first place? Wilderness. Wilderness will consume anything, make it barren, useless for good. When he went into the wilderness could not hold him. He finished the devil in the wilderness. So whatever the wilderness of your life, you are coming out a champion. I say in the name of Jesus, a champion. And then when he got through the wilderness, what happened? Remember, there was an outpouring on him. And then from the wilderness, what happened? He came, a return to Galilee. In what? In the power of man, in the power of his intellectual ability, in the power of natural ability, in the power of traditional ability. No, in the power of who? The Holy Spirit. So, What was driving him from Jordan? The Spirit. And that's why we say that it's like a sheep. fill the sail with the wind. The wind drives it. The Christian is driven. I say, no more stagnation in your lives. In the name of Jesus, no more failures. In the name of Jesus, no more fears. In the name of Jesus, I say, your best days are starting. In the name of Jesus. And thereafter, what happened to Jesus? So how do we apply this stuff? He returned in the power of the Spirit. So please hear me. Anywhere you go is in the power of the Spirit. You have the power of the Spirit. It will do you a lot of good to always be conscious of who you are and what you have. When he got there, they gave him the book of Isaiah. He opened it to where he would read. What did he read? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He declared who he was and what he had. So let me be gentle and humble. There are places where you're not going to be humble. I don't say go brag them. Go brag for them in your office. No, no, no. Be brag to the devil and to everybody and the spirit around you before you leave your home. Before you enter the office, say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. Then shake hands with everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. When you sit in the boardroom, tell yourself, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. When the pressure is getting too tight, take excuse. Use the toilet. That the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he has anointed me. Return. He opened it and he read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the good news. He has anointed me to preach the good news. He has anointed me to preach the good news. He wasn't saying he anointed. The priest there, the scribe there, the Pharisee there, you know, he has anointed me to preach the gospel. To who? The poor, human need. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, human need. To set the captives free, human need. I am anointed. I have the Spirit, was what he was saying. He was conscious of it. So how do you apply it? Even when you are tempted, it is written, if you keep quiet, temptation will drown you. God forbid in the name of Jesus. Remind yourself who you are. Remind yourself who you are. Remind yourself. Declare it. Economic problem will not drown you. In the name of Jesus, remind yourself who you are. So what happened thereafter? Say, today, this word is fulfilling you. He didn't just say it's on me. He said, today. So everywhere he went, he was in the power of the Spirit. No one, everywhere he went, he was doing good. Good will follow you. In the name of Jesus, you do good in your life. You do good to humanity. You do good in the kingdom. I say you are special in the hand of God. I say you are special in the hand of God. The works of your hands are blessed. In the name of Jesus. Your generation after you is blessed. In the name of Jesus. Mighty on earth are your children. In the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. The only thing I just want to mention is the fact that one good way to really remember this is that when it gets so tough, it's like, Pastor, this is so, I am sinking. I don't know. But you are filled with the Spirit. Say, when I pray in tongues, my reasoning is suspended. Because if I try to reason out, I can't find solution. So get into the Spirit. Shakatura mason de brain de bekes kun de brain bekes kandala bakatura brebekes in de brebekatura brebekashida kadabakatura ba makatula brebekasenda kadabakatura brebekashida kadabakatura brebekashida neketumbrugo kuskun de brebekashida kadabakatura brebekashida kadaba. What are you saying? I don't know. But I know that I'm coming out. If I don't know where to start from, I don't know how to pray for this problem, against this problem. But he says, my spirit, my understanding is unfruitful. How be it in the Spirit? So I am in the Spirit. Because the Spirit helps me. With goodness can be uttered. Because I don't know how to pray like I ought to. How I'm going to go, I don't know, but I know I'm coming out. I'm not just coming out, I'm coming out gallantly, victoriously, because he always causes me to triumph in air. Ooh. always. And he said, when I speak in tongues, he said, how be it in the spirit, I'm issuing mysteries. See, he that speaks in tongues edifies. You build an edifice in the spirit. Say, beloved, building of yourself, building up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Generation. But I feel a burst of power. And God knows I'm not trying to impress you. If I try to do that with this kind of thing, can you fake God to people? God forbid, but I feel a burst of power. And I know it's because somebody is holding on to God. You are behaving like the woman with the issue of blood. And in spite of all that you have seen today, you are still dragging. Why? Because you are yet to release your faith. Now release it. The power of God is here. Release it. He's here just for you. Release it. Release yourself. Reach out to Him. In the name of Jesus. Yes, I perceive it strongly. And I release it in Jesus' name to that person. Yeah, I release it to that person. And I thank God for it. Yes, I thank God for it. Hallelujah, 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 amen, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we thank you, we worship you, we adore you. Glory be to your name in the highest. It's a creative miracle. It's a creative miracle. I don't know what it is, but it's creative. Whether it is physical or intellectual, I don't know, but it's a creative miracle. It's a place that you know you don't qualify, and in your wildest dream, you don't think you can ever reach. The Lord is preparing a place for you where you never dreamt. He's preparing a breakthrough for you in a place where you never dreamt in your life. And you are here. Hallelujah. It's okay. Some will react that way. Some will not even say a word. May they receive. Some will just be weeping where they are. Not your wildest dreams. But God allowed today to be and allow you to be in church so that you can hear this. And I know as you leave, it will never leave you. But let me warn quickly. It's not going to be very long. In fact, it's faster than... As a matter of fact, if let me say this quickly. If it doesn't begin today, it will begin this week. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Yep. And you won't need anybody to explain anything to you. You will know straight that this is God. In the name of Jesus. It's getting stronger. I thought he would. Why I'm still standing is because he hasn't left me. It's getting stronger. It's getting stronger. It's getting stronger. And sometimes you wonder why he does what he does at a time like this. To prove to you that, see, he's not moved by your environment. He's the creator. We give him all the glory. We give him all the honor. We give him all adoration. In Jesus' name we pray. How many of you know that I'm not the only one? I've not been the only one that ministered today. So it's open to all of us. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. Why don't you lift your hands and appreciate him? Can you see that? The wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again. Just ask. The wind is blowing again. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
The wind is blowing again, just as
the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.